Peace be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now, a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. Three things I wish to reflect upon. The first, John says, he must increase, I must decrease. This joy of mine has been made complete. No sense of envy, no sense of jealousy, pure spirit, pure love. The second thing we hear is that from the first reading, St. John tells us there is such a thing as deadly sin. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. So there are sins that are not deadly, where the church came up with venial sin and mortal sin, which leads us to ask the question, if you exit this world with a sin that is not deadly, would God be so cruel to send you to hell? And that's why there's a place called purgatory, to purge us of the sins that are not deadly. The third thing I would like to reflect is that St. John tells us in the first reading, he says, we know that we belong to God. We belong to God. How? Every person bears the image of God in him. Every person. And that's why we must treat one another with respect, with love, with equity. Everyone has a semblance, a vestige of goodness in him or her. If you read all of St. John's epistles, 1 John, 2 John, and the rest, all he says is love. And I say this, any spirituality that does not recognize this, that we all belong to God, is shallow, is hollow. Any spirituality that does not acknowledge the fact that God lives in each and every one of us is shallow. Any devotion at all that does not bring out the humaneness, the compassion in us, is not charitable. It's not true to the gospel. Let us examine our spirituality. And let us examine our devotion. Are they leading us to charity, to being more charitable, or they are leading us to hatred?